Then it's the podcast version of Drop Page Radio on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Busch Light and Van Chevrolet would like to thank you for listening to The Ticket Top 10. I'm your host, Mike Turley, and we do this every night from 7 to 9 p.m. It's the best from all of our shows to get you caught up on anything you might have missed out on earlier in the broadcasting day. And don't forget, you can catch the Top 10 via podcasting at theticket.com just in case you did miss something here on the Top 10. All right, the votes have been added up. The P1s have been heard. Tonight's Verizon Wireless number one moment of the broadcasting day goes to the Musers and their interview with Alan Alda.
This is numero uno, the top dog, the big cheese, your number one on the Ticket Top 10. Number one.
Been doing a number of these interviews. Does it all start with people asking you about MASH? Is that okay that we start there?
Oh, you start any place. Yeah, that's wonderful. Sure.
Okay. Well, we were just talking. We were huge fans growing up of the show.
You talked about it instead of doing your chemistry.
Yeah. That's what an impact you had on Craig's life.
Look at that. That's how you wound up on radio.
Right. That's exactly right. But that must have been a great thrill. That thing lasted for 11 years, and you may get tired of people referring to you as Hawkeye, but it also must be really gratifying to be a part of something that great for so long.
Well, it's sort of amazing, you know, the last night that the show was on the air, and we drove to the whole cast. Was driving to a restaurant to have dinner and celebrate, and to suddenly realize that the streets were empty because everybody was home watching our program. At least half the country was watching at the same time. That's an extraordinary experience to go through. I mean, up until then, we were in the eye of the storm, and we didn't really know as much about the popularity of the show as other people did, but that really brought it home to us.
Tell us a little bit about the very beginning of MASH, and in the book you talk about a fear that you had when you were getting ready to shoot your first scene, and just what the first few scenes and the first few shows were like.
Well, I didn't really, even though we had rehearsed for about 10 days, I didn't really feel that I had any idea who this guy was I was playing. I knew about the character of Hawkeye, but I didn't feel like I had him in me. I didn't know what he connected to in me. He was a skirt chaser. He drank too much. He was a smart aleck. You know, where was that in me? It didn't seem like me at all. And I was standing in the shed waiting to cross out across the compound when the first scene was being shot, and they called action, and I walked through the door, and I thought, I still haven't got this guy, and I'm on camera now, you know? So I said, you got to jump into this now, right now. And a nurse was passing by, and I grabbed her around the waist and hugged her, and she hugged me back and patted me on the cheek, and I thought, hey, well, that wasn't so hard. And from then on, I was the guy.
This is the great Alan Alda with us here on the Dunham and Miller Show. You were a part, as you mentioned, of a great TV show, and we look back at that and say, boy, television was really great then. And I don't know if you've been able to say that lately, but now with all these new shows out, do you think television is getting great again?
You know, I don't know. I'm so busy doing it, I don't have time to watch it.
Really?
So I can't really talk about it. It must be like it always was. I've been watching television since it began, and you've always been able to say about it, it's a vast wasteland, and at the same time, you can say some of the best entertainment that you can find anywhere is on television. So, I mean, there are movies, there are series that I just to see a few minutes of every once in a while, I think, wow, that's really terrific. And then I see a lot of junk, but they're trying to fill a lot of channels 24 hours a day, so you got to have some junk.
This is Alan Alda with us. The new book is Never Have Your Dog Stuffed and Other Things I've Learned. The original MASH cast was so incredible. Were you disappointed when Wayne Rogers and McLean Stevenson left?
Well, I was, because I loved them. And we had become very close friends, but I understood why they felt they wanted to go. And then as far as the show was concerned, the show got stronger because we explored a new set of characters that the audience, I felt, could feel was freshening up the show. So the show the show didn't suffer, but and we stayed friends, and we just weren't working together every day.
When you were putting together this book, were there parts of it that you thought, I just don't want to put that in, it's too personal? Did you struggle with that?
You know what I did? I made, that's a really good question. Because some people have said, gee, you're saying things in here that you've never said before, and how did it feel? And I think I made a distinction between things that were personal and things that were private. And I don't think I put anything in that I felt was private, that I wanted to keep to myself. But in all my work, as an actor or as a writer, I have to be personal. I have to use what's in me that makes you recognize it as another person, another human, you know? So I told these things that best told the story of this boy. There's really one story in the book, this boy growing up to become an actor, who then finds out once he's an actor, now he has to become a grown-up. He has to become a person. And how am I going to do that? And that that journey was funny and harrowing at the same time. And of course I told personal things in the process, because it's a personal story. It's not the story of me becoming famous. I mean, that that didn't interest me as much as becoming a person.
Alan Alda with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Can you tell us a little bit about a major event in your life a couple of years ago in Chile and what happened?
Hey, two years ago this morning, I mean, this is the...
Really?
Early in the morning, exactly 2 years ago, I was operated on in a little town in Chile. I was up on top of a mountain. I had been up on top of a mountain in an observatory. And I got these incredible cramps, and they brought me down an hour and a half down the mountain in a bumpy ride in an ambulance. And the doctor said to me, all right, he was, thank God, he was an expert surgeon. And he said, here's what happened. Some of your intestine has gone bad. We have to cut out the bad part and sew the two good ends together. And I'm in this haze of morphine, you know, and I said to him, oh, so you're going to do an end-to-end anastomosis? And he said, yeah, how do you know that? I said, oh, I did many of them on MASH. And I did. This was the first operation I learned about on MASH. It had been invented in Korea for that kind of surgery. And this guy, this doctor, had watched MASH when he was in high school. So the two of us were coming to this evening from a fictional background, and now we were going to play it out in real life together.
Wow, that's wild.
And I came within 2 hours of dying. So as soon as I woke up, I started thinking about my life and started making notes and writing about it, because I wanted to figure out how I got to Chile, and so I could make the best use of the time I had been given me in Chile for the rest of my life, you know, for this new life.
You've been listening to The Ticket Top 10.